of going downhill, several rainy periods, several days. Today's chance will increase as we go to the afternoon. Around to the showers, possibly a thunderstorm or heavy rains. Flash flood watches officially will be going up. 60s in the morning, by afternoon and tonight, around to the storms with heavy rains potentially and the high temperatures close to 80. The 60s tonight. Keep that umbrella and watch out for heavy rains potentially tomorrow too with the highs of 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, 9 to 5. Sunday, April 18th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, Sunday, April 18th, at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
This is Jeff Cruer with my commentary of the day. Well, Major League Baseball has really stepped in it. They've criticized the state of Georgia for passing a voter integrity law. They claim it doesn't represent their values. So they've pulled the All-Star game from Atlanta, Georgia, a city with a 51% African-American majority, and given it to Denver, Colorado, a city with a 9% African-American population. They've moved it from Georgia, with 17 days of early voting, to Colorado, that has fewer days of early voting and also has voter ID, which is what is called for in the Georgia law. The hypocrisy is stunning. They made their move right after announcing a deal with Communist China, a country that has no rights, no free elections, no democratic values, total repression of their people. I guess Major League Baseball prefers communism to conservatism. More info on this and the other hot topics of the day, check out ringsidepolitics.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Nothing to do to save his life, call his wife and... Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Ringside Politics with a Punch, and your host, Jeff Cruer. Jeff has 18 years of broadcast experience under his conservative belt. He's the host of Ringside Politics with a Punch, writes for townhall.com, and has a new book, America's Last Chance. Jeff even has his own YouTube channel. But even with all that going on, he hasn't forgotten you, the listeners, the ones who opine weekdays right here on WGSO. Call Jeff Cruer now at 556-9696.
And good morning, America. Jeff Cruer here, and happy Tuesday to you. It's Ringside Politics here on the airwaves. A big hello to our friends on Real America's Voice. That is on Pluto TV, channel 240, Dish Network, channel 219, the Roku channel, all the platforms associated with America's Voice app, americasvoice.news, and then our friends on WGSO in New Orleans, 990 AM, WGSO.com, and then on the mobile devices with the TuneIn Radio or Simple Radio apps. Good to have all of you with us. Hey, we got a lot to do here this morning. A little bit later on, our friend Jessica Rivera is going to join us. She's Real America's Voice host and producer and editor and reporter, correspondent. She wears a lot of hats, and she's been investigating some issues we'll talk to Jessica about. Also, we got some great clips that we prepared for you, and we'd love to hear from you. Here's how you can join the conversation. Just pick up the phone, give us a call at 504-556-9696. That is your ticket into the program. You can also email yours truly at Jeff, J-E-F-F, at WGSO.com. Love to have you on board. Hey, if you want to be part of our regular newsletter, just email me at Jeff at WGSO.com. And, of course, we'll add you to our newsletter list. Okay, and we got a brand new video being posted at my website, crewair.net, C-R-O-U-E-R-E.net, which is where you can find more about a great plan that we have started. It's called Project Keep the Republic. We started it around Thanksgiving, and of course, its origins are back in the days at the close of the Constitutional Convention in 1787. Benjamin Franklin, leaving the hall in Philadelphia, was asked by a lady, "What kind of government have you given us, Dr. Franklin?" His reply, "Madam, a republic if you can keep it." How do you keep a republic? Real, tangible action. Adopting the warrior ethos, placing the mission first, never accepting defeat, never quitting. We're organizing groups across the country. Here are the groups. Morning Prayers Monday, Release a Kraken Tuesday, Sheepdog Wednesday, Tech Triumph Thursday, and Fraud Busters Friday. Today's Release a Kraken Tuesday. Creating Keep the Republic warrior groups to take action to remove tyrannical political representatives, prepare recall petitions, letters of citizen censure, conduct peaceful protests, register voters, clean up voter rolls. Remember, we the people are the Krakens who eat the swamp monsters, and those swamp monsters are comfortable. And we've got to let them know they can't be too comfortable because they work for us. So two or more people can form a Keep the Republic group, can be friends, can be neighbors, can be, of course, family members, can be classmates, can be work colleagues. We can start small and grow big. Send your photos and videos to me right here at Jeff, J-E-F-F, at WGSO.com as you get started with your group. Include a description and the action depicted. If you want a copy of these slides, you can email me at jeff at wgso.com or go on the website, crewair.net, C-R-O-U-E-R-E.net. You can get a copy of this plan. We have a detailed description of our sheepdog organization up there, a link to our petition calling for the immediate resignation of Rhino Senator Bill Cassidy, our new YouTube video, and plenty more at crewair.net. Every day in the program, we have our crazy mask photo of the day. And we got a good one today, submitted by our friend Daryl of Troy, Missouri. Yo, that's a good one. Daryl is decked out, got the mask, got the sunglasses, looking pretty hip there. I wouldn't want to mess with Daryl. So there you go. That's Daryl's crazy mask photo of the day. Thank you, Daryl. If you have one you want to submit to us, just email me at jeff at wgso.com, jeff at wgso.com. All right, some of the issues we're following this morning. Second night of looting in Minneapolis, in a suburb there after the police shooting. We saw the video. It was an accidental shooting. The police officer thought that she was grabbing her taser. She was grabbing her gun. Lots of questions about how this incident was handled, certainly, but it was accidental. The man wasn't targeted because of his race. He wasn't, brutalized and then shot by police. He was stopped. There's an outstanding warrant. They tried to cuff him. He broke free, got in the car, took off, but before he did, a police officer went up, said she was going to tase, but shot him. And he drove the car for a little bit, crashed it, and then died. So in the aftermath, the Dollar Tree set on fire, multiple arrests, NBC's reporters shoved and cursed out. And it is another chaotic situation in our country today, this time outside of Minneapolis. L.A. County Sheriff calling out the National Guard to prepare, prevent riots just in case. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris tweeting out support for Dante Wright's family, the man who was killed. Rashida Tlaib, one of the squad members, the Radical Four, who run the Democrat Party, said, quote, "No more policing incarceration." So I guess she just wants criminals to roam free, burn down buildings, attack police officers, no repercussions. That is the recipe for a lawless society. And that is what we're facing here with what is going on in the country. NCAA is making their stance clear on transgender participation in sports. They're going to pull events from any states that limit transgender participation. So this is the reason South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem vetoed a bill that was passed by their legislature. So we can't let the NCAA bully us, threaten us, intimidate us. Got to do what is right for your people and your state. Do members of your state want biological males competing with females in sporting events in high school? I think most people would probably say no to that. And if that will is reflected in a bill that passes the legislature, the governor should sign that bill. 504-556-9696. Then there was also a shooting in Knoxville where a student, African-American, went on a shooting spree. One student dead, an officer wounded. Of course, this incident isn't getting much attention. Rhino Liz Cheney claiming that the election wasn't stolen from Donald Trump. I don't know if she's seen any evidence or cares. She just wants to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't come back, because she wants the establishment wing of the Republican Party to exert control again. Hey, the White House is trying to reach white conservatives to get them to take that coronavirus vaccine, and they're going to do it via NASCAR and country music. So they're inundating us with ads about this vaccine. But now they put Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine on pause over blood clots, potentially dangerous blood clots. And now that is a big setback here for this effort to vaccinate everyone. And I'll tell you, you already have a push in states to shut down everything again. Michigan is the latest. CDC director is saying instead of more vaccines, we need to shut down. And Fauci sounding the alarm again. They want to pretty much keep us locked down forever. They want the mandates. They want the vaccines. They want the passports. They want the mitigation factors. They want the masking. They don't want us to go back to a normal life. And then you've got Kamala, the VP, Ms. Harris. Where is she? Is she laughing hysterically with another good buddy? Is she going on another junket? Is she lurking behind Joe Biden at another statement? One place she's not is at the border. And we were told, we were led to believe that VP Kamala was the point person on the border. And she's a lot of things, but she's not doing anything on the border. So we'll get your thoughts on all these issues and more. Come join us, 504-556-9696. Ringside Politics here in the airwaves on Real America's Voice and WGSO. Jeff Cruer here. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. We all know a clean home is a beautiful home, but mold, mildew, algae, oxidation, dirt can ruin your curb appeal and devalue your investment. Who can you trust to provide a safe and effective process that uses appropriate detergents and soft water pressure that are designed to rid surfaces of these unwanted elements? The team at Cutting Edge Pressure Washing. They use the soft wash method, which is proven safe, gentle, and non-abrasive. It is a superior cleaning alternative to the harmful effects of standard power washing. This process uses biodegradable solutions to safely clean exterior surfaces. Do you need help with your vinyl, stucco, hardy board, wood, or brick surfaces? Cutting Edge Pressure Washing can help you. They can also clean driveways and patios, decks, and fences. Their commitment is backed by a 100% guarantee. So call them at 888-814-DIRT. That's 888-814-DIRT. Or check them out at 504pressurewash.com.
When you need vehicle service or repair, come to Tire World. From oil changes to engine replacements, we've got you covered. Our techs are AAA approved and ASC certified. We sell Michelin, BF Goodrich, and other leading brands. It's our job to keep you on the road.
We are Tire World.
When you need vehicle service or repair, come to Tire World. From oil changes to engine replacements, we've got you covered. Our techs are AAA approved and ASC certified. We sell Michelin, BF Goodrich, and other leading brands. It's our job to keep you on the road.
We are Tire World. Hi, this is Big John Mason, and I'm fired up about my new podcast on the One Sun Network.
Jim Brady here, excited to bring you news, music, and entertainment.
And I'm Steve McKay. Visit OneSun.com. We are the home of the Citizen Reporter.
Call and leave us a tip, 504-667-1955.
Uncensored freedom of speech.
Or email us at 2021talk@gmail.com.
The number one, SUNN.com.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
You know, they say opinions are like, you know, flowers. Call 556-9696. Call Ringside Politics with a Punch and Jeff Cruere now.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. A lot to get to here in this segment. We're going to share with you some of these clips we've prepared for you. And let's start with Dr. Doom and Gloom. And, of course, that's Dr. Phony Fauci, again, giving more warnings, wants us in lockdown forever. Let's check out clip number three.
Eating and drinking indoors in restaurants and bars, is that okay now?
No, it's still not okay for the simple reason that the level of infection, the dynamics of infection in the community are still really disturbingly high. Like just yesterday, there were close to 80,000 new infections, and we've been hanging around 60, 70, 75,000. So if you're not vaccinated, please get vaccinated as soon as vaccine becomes available to you. And if you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations, particularly indoors where people are not wearing masks.
So pretty much you can't do anything extra that you were not doing before. So but just don't now take this Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is on hold because of blood clots. Let's check out Michigan, where they're seeing a surge in COVID cases. And the response there is a lockdown, at least according to the CDC director. Let's check out clip number six.
Nowhere is the coronavirus roaring back more fiercely than Michigan. And tonight, an alarming number of cases in the state, nearly as many now as there were during the worst of the pandemic. New cases per capita are the highest in the nation here, 72% greater than the next highest state. Michigan's positivity rate, nearly three times more than the national average. And now, nearly two dozen hospitals in the state are at least 90% full.
The situation in Michigan is pretty concerning. It's as bad as it was over the holidays. The variants are definitely one of the drivers of it.
State officials begging the Biden administration for help.
We're really encouraging them to think about surging vaccines into the state of Michigan.
But today, this from the CDC director.
The answer is not necessarily to give vaccine. The answer to that is to go back to where we were last spring, last summer, and to shut things down.
The governor today extending workplace restrictions, which allow people to work remotely if possible, as she urges a two-week pause on indoor dining, in-person learning for high schools, and youth sports. But those are voluntary.
So kids not back in the classroom, all this shutdown continuing, even with the vaccines and the lockdown lives on. That's what they want us to do. That's their agenda. 504-556-9696 to join us. So we go from Michigan to Minnesota. Minneapolis descending into chaos after the shooting. Let's get an update. Let's go to clip number seven.
Dante Wright is taking an afternoon drive with his girlfriend in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center when he's pulled over by the police. As officers approach his vehicle, the 20-year-old calls his mother for insurance information.
That he was getting pulled over by the police. And I said, well, why did you get pulled over? He said they pulled him over because he had air fresheners hanging from the rearview mirror.
It's the last time she will ever hear his voice. One officer discovers there's a warrant out for Wright's arrest. Police attempt to take him into custody, but Wright gets back into his vehicle. He is fatally shot. Now, the BCPD says their officer meant to pull out a taser, not a gun.
A minute later, I called and his girlfriend answered, which was the passenger in the car, and said that he'd been shot.
Protests begin at the scene just hours after Wright is pronounced dead. Some jumping on cop cars and smashing windshields.
The police department has declared this assembly unlawful.
And of course, lots of questions about the officer involved. The Brooklyn Center police chief briefed reporters on what happened with the shooting. Let's check out clip number five.
As you can hear, the officer, while struggling with Mr. Wright, shouts, "Taser, taser," several times. That is part of the officer's training prior to deploying a taser, which is a less lethal device. That is done to make her partners aware, as well as the subject, that a taser deployment will be imminent. During this encounter, however, the officer drew their handgun instead of their taser. For informational purposes, we trained with our handguns on our dominant side and our taser on our weak side. So if you're right-handed, you carry your firearm on your right side, and you carry your taser on the left. This is done purposefully and is trained. As I watch the video and listen to the officer's commands, it is my belief that the officer had the intention to deploy their taser, but instead shot Mr. Wright with a single bullet. This appears to me, from what I viewed and the officer's reaction and distress immediately after, that this was an accidental discharge that resulted in the tragic death of Mr. Wright.
No doubt about it. An accident. That's why folks should comply when engaging with police officers to make sure that there is no potential for an accident, potential for tragedy, and follow through on their instructions as opposed to trying to get back in the car and get away. Then, of course, you've got the crises that we're facing here in the country. One of them remains the border. The person the Biden administration put in charge of that, Kamala Harris, hasn't done anything. And then this border chief now resigns early. Jen Psaki trying to cover it up. Let's go to clip number two.
Can I ask just a couple of personnel things? You mentioned Roberta Jacobson. Mm-hmm. Why did she make the decision to step down from that post? And can you say whether it's accurate that Cindy McCain is being considered for the UN Food Ambassador Program post?
Sure. On the first, I would say it was always Ambassador Jacobson's intention to stay for about 100 days. She's been a diplomat serving in a range of roles around the world, from ambassador to Mexico to assistant secretary for WHA for decades. And she is retiring, as she deserves. As she has certainly paid her time to do, and so that was always her intention to stay for a period of time. In that period of time, of course, we have also in.
So she's gone early, too much for her. Another problem we're facing is a potential conflict with Russia. Tulsi Gabbard talked about it. We're not even following this issue, but we should. Let's go to clip number four.
Question for the American people is, are we willing to go to war with Russia on behalf of Ukraine? And we need to understand that such a war would come at a cost beyond anything that we can really imagine. Because this is not a war that is just, okay, this is going to be something that's happening to someone else, somewhere else on the other side of the world. No, this is something that will directly impact me and you, Tucker, every single one of your viewers, and all of our loved ones. And this is a war that is not a game. It's a war in which there are no winners, because you've got, you know, thousands of nuclear weapons that the United States has aimed towards Russia. Russia has thousands of nuclear weapons aimed towards us that could hit any town or city in America in less than 30 minutes and exact a cost upon every one of us that would result in excruciating death and suffering. beyond comprehension, hundreds of millions of people dying and suffering.
Pretty bleak warning from Tulsi Gabbard. And finally, one congressman is not backing down. Matt Gaetz continues to fight. Let's check out clip number one.
After the Russia hoax, the knockoff Ukraine impeachment sequel, and an election that was stolen as a consequence of illegal last-minute changes to the rules, folks have sort of gotten to know that I'll take on the establishment of both parties, and I wouldn't have it any other way. We have your back. That is the sentiment I have heard from thousands of Americans. I'm built for the battle, and I'm not going anywhere. The smears against me range from distortions of my personal life to wild, and I mean wild, conspiracy theories.
So there you go. Matt Gaetz will continue the fight. All right, we want to hear from you. Come join us. We'll open up the phone lines when we come back. Your ticket into the program, 504-556-9696. Jeff Cruer here at Ringside Politics on Real America's Voice and WGSO. Your phone calls next after this.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. The 2021 legislative session begins today, and at 6 p.m. tonight, Governor John Bel Edwards will deliver a State of the State address at Southern University's Mumford Stadium. Tax reform will be a dominant issue, but Edwards says any changes to the tax code should be revenue neutral, and he does not believe it will be a good idea to reduce taxes.
We already have one of the five lowest combined state and local tax burdens in the country. Secondly, we know that in 2025, we're scheduled to lose the 0.45 cents of sales tax.
State lawmakers will have to decide how to allocate over $3 billion in federal coronavirus aid that's coming to Louisiana. House Speaker Clay Schexnider says replenishing the state's unemployment trust fund will be a priority.
We don't want to not refill those and have them empty, and then it start going on the small businesses to have to pay an extra tax to refill those accounts.
The session will last 2 months. LRN.
Don't just work on your property, enjoy it. Right now at Sunshine, we have low monthly payment options on our John Deere 1025R tractor package and gators, with payments starting as low as $150 on gators and $199 for the 1025R tractor package. Now's the time to get powered by Sunshine. Learn about our extended warranty options and apply for financing online at sunequip.com. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends May 3rd, 2021.
How do you protect yourself from the new forms of the coronavirus? Here you go. Got a mask that fits good and snug? Perfect. Now, give your neighbors at least 6 feet of space and avoid crowds, because all that stuff still works too. Look, I'll definitely get my vaccine when it's my turn, but now isn't the time to let your guard or your mask down.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Why come to a Home Defense Foundation meeting? Well, they're enjoyable. You'll meet taxpayers and homeowners who think like you, so there's great camaraderie. You'll make new friends. And you'll also hear speakers like D.A. Canizero and Sheriff Lapinto. Go to hdfnola.org for details. hdfnola.org. And by the way, all of our events are free. We never ask for money, but we do go to Baton Rouge to fight for your rights, and our record in the legislature is now 32-0. We've won 32 times and never lost. So come to a meeting and get involved. hdfnola.org. That's hdfnola.org.
Well, it's been established. Ringside Politics with a Punch doesn't pull any. Let loose and call now, 556-9696. Call Jeff Cruer now.
All right, we're back, and now it's your segment. Let's turn it over to our great audience members and open up our phone lines at 504-556-9696. We'll kick off with our friend Matthew in Metairie. Good morning, sir. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. So I did not know that Michigan was out of any form of a lockdown. I thought they were still in lockdown. So they're supposed to do like super duper double plus lockdown or something?
Yeah. And also, back to the super secret lockdown. So yeah, they had, I guess, eased some restrictions, and now they're calling on more restrictions.
Right. If we had done like Zimbabwe had done and just adopted the widespread use of ivermectin, this would not be an issue. But for reasons, we're not allowed to do this. I know.
It's frustrating, but people are out there getting that information, and hopefully they're taking action on their own.
Yeah, and it helps to know that you at least have access to treatment, which you may need even if you are vaccinated, it appears. Not real sure. This is all very mixed.
I know. It seems like you get vaccinated, but nothing changes. You know, you still got to wear the mask. You can't be around crowds. You still have to practice social distancing and wash your hands. And I mean, it's pretty much the same. It's just except you're vaccinated. And now you have this vaccine that is potentially troubling. They have now stopped the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of problems. So, you know, it's a real bad situation. So people need to take action for their own health. And that's why we try to give them as much information as we can here. Thank you, my friend, for kicking us off. Matthew in Metairie. Let's go from Metairie to the Buckeye State. Welcome, Jack, who is with us from Ohio. Hey, Mr. Jack.
Good
welcome,
morning,
sir.
Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, there's just so much stuff that doesn't make sense anymore. You've got the Biden administration trying to tell government employees that they should take paid leave to go solve the crisis at the border, to go down there and be babysitters. You've got the pens being filled to capacity, and yet you've got people with COVID being released into the country. They're being put on buses, putting in planes without getting their COVID passport done. And now you've got Tulsi Gabbard talking about a war in Russia or a war in different parts of the world when we've got a war going on our border right now. And everyone is just conveniently forgetting that we had a border crisis before President Trump came into office. Now we've got a border crisis again after he's left office. He had it under control. They're realizing that they need to probably finish the wall, but they can't figure out how to message it. So they're trying to memory hole everything, and they're trying to say, oh, President Biden's always been in favor of legal immigration. What do we do?
Right. Yeah, right. You know, you raised some good points, Jack, and thanks for joining us. Appreciate the call. It's one crisis after another. It seems like we're in the midst of a whirlwind of crises, from the border to this COVID continual crisis and lockdown and warnings to what's going on overseas, and now more tensions with China, more tensions with Russia, and potentially now going back into a deal with the devil, Iran. So all of this happening while you got a mentally incompetent president at the helm and a radical vice president lurking behind who won't do what she asked him to do. She's not going to handle the border situation. She refuses. So it's going to continue to get worse. And we're in the midst of all this trying to deal with it. And the Democrats have majorities in both houses, and their agenda is beyond radical. Socialism on steroids. 504-556-9696 to join us. Let's go up to the Wolverine State. Let's find out what's going on in Michigan. And welcome Gene, who is with us. Hey, Gene, how are you? Good morning. Welcome.
Pretty good, Jeff. Glad to be on your show.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, one thing, I'm 57 years old, and I've never seen this country cuckoo like it is right now.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and I think what we need to do, we need to start sending busloads of our homeless to that border so they can take care of them before and have them guys not let nobody in until they get taken care of first.
So put the homeless down there to get the treatment that the illegals are getting, because it's better than they're getting in the cities across the country.
Yes. We need to start shipping busloads of them. I mean, busload after busload after busload. Right. Get them pretty thick and tell them, ain't nobody coming across this. Well, I don't care if it's a six-day-old baby. That baby should stay with his mama. You know?
Can not you believe the number of children that are being sent on this journey by their parents and or smugglers? I mean, it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, but that three-year-old, five-year-old, why was their mama in New York? Why weren't those babies with their mama?
Right. Exactly. Why was a 10-year-old boy roaming the desert? Yeah.
What was that?
I said, why was a 10-year-old boy roaming the desert alone?
Yeah. You know, we got our parents are here. Well, what the heck are their parents here for? And they're not.
Right. I know. It's. It doesn't make sense. It is a really tough situation. My heart goes out to all of you in Michigan, having to deal with the kind of leadership you've got there.
Our retarded governor. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's a crazed radical. Good luck in dealing with this new surge, and I hope they don't take away all your freedoms. But, Gene, thank you for your call, and keep us posted there in the great state of Michigan. Let's get down to the Sunshine State. Welcome our friend Andy, who's with us. Hey, Andy, how goes it?
Not too bad. I was just going to say, I was watching InfoWars, their news media, and what they're reporting on the border is completely insane. Donald Trump had everything kind of like set so we could, control the border. But Biden should be actually in prison for child sex trafficking for what's going on in the border. And I think we need to put a stop to it right away, if not sooner, because what's going on is completely insane.
You know, Andy, it's unacceptable. It is a humanitarian crisis. It is a catastrophe that Biden has created by his policies. And you're right, he's responsible. And he refuses to do anything about it. Nor does his vice president, who's supposedly the point person on the issue. It's absolutely infuriating. He's having meetings about certain issues, but this has got to be issue number one. And, it's either he doesn't have the capability, he doesn't have the interest, but it's just getting worse. And we need to keep calling attention to it. Thank you for your call and keep sending delegations down there. We also need to keep pressure on the border state governors to do more, sending out the National Guard, trying on their own to get this border wall fixed, calling their own citizens down there to help as a volunteer organization to do what they can. We got to have all hands on deck here. Let's go to the gem state of Idaho and welcome Sheila. Hey, Sheila, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Jeff. How are you? A long time I haven't talked to you.
Good to hear from you.
Yes. You know what, Jeff? I agree with all of the callers and you. The border is terrible, but we can hold our breath now because Biden just gave Honduras, Mexico, and one other place a bunch of money for their military to come on over and stop these people. So first he says, come on, come to the United States, and then he pays their military to go ahead and go stop them. So good luck getting across the border. I'm sure that military is not going to be as nice as ours would be, and I wonder how many people are going to die. Like I said, I don't want them here. I'm not saying I want people here. They don't need to be here. And as far as the mother in New York, well, you found out where she lives. Good. Go arrest her. Give her kids that were dropped over a wall and send them all back.
And yeah, that's the thing that we're not doing, sending them all back. And what Biden is doing is something called catch and release, which has been stopped during the Trump administration. And he tried to put a moratorium on deportations, and he was sued by the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, who won that court challenge. So, yeah, his policies are a disaster, and I'm hoping that, as you pointed out, you know, Central American nations, Mexico, they do more because, you know, we're not seeing it from Biden. And, yeah, people need to be arrested for neglect. They need to be arrested for child abuse. Putting, you know, three-year-old babies in that kind of a situation is beyond horrific. Thank you, my dear. Let's go to John from the great state of California. Hey, John, how are you? Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. You got a real continental call in today. Hey, Jeff, Tulsi Gabbard had it right, and you know she's had it right all along. She just can't go and finish her, her teachings to us. Now, 7 years ago, Joe, see, the Democrats and the Republicans, most of them, are living a lie. 7 years ago, Obama, in an ugly act of imperial overreach, he hired some ugly people, and they performed an ugly coup d'etat in Ukraine. And, of course, Joe Biden was viceroy then. And when you're viceroy for life. That's why this is his big interest, you know. He wants to get in there and get Ukraine and get Russia. That's all we got left. That's all America can do. And that's Russia's not going to stand for it, and the world knows that. And this is where Biden is going to. I don't know why Trump didn't go all the way there. He should have got rid of his vice president Pence and picked Tulsi Gabbard, and let her go out and run. Let her go out because of who she is. Let her run the pandemic.
Right.
And would come out pretty good, wouldn't it? You know.
You know. John, let me agree with you on this, and I thank you for your call. Tulsi Gabbard is right on a lot of military foreign policy issues. She had a lot of disagreements with President Trump on domestic issues. I don't know if she would have been a fit for VP, but maybe a fit in some sort of role in the administration. She does need to be listened to. We don't need to be rushing into war with Russia. We don't have our national security interests on the line there. It is not something that we need to risk nuclear war over. And I think most American people would be horrified to know what the Biden administration is up to. And they've been involved in corruption in Ukraine now for years. And you're right. You know, this stems back to what was going on during the Obama administration. And, you know, during Donald Trump, we had better relations with Russia. I mean, they kept saying he was a puppet of Putin. He wasn't, but I think he was just trying to get better relations. And he was also trying to be tougher with China. So now we got a president who's a puppet of China and wants to go to war with Russia. So that's the worst of all worlds. And doesn't want to secure our border and is trying to ruin our economy and take away our freedoms. So that's the mess, this horrific gumbo that this president is putting together. And we just have to say no. We're going to fight back and call it out. And that's what we're doing right now. All right. When we come back, a great guest is going to be joining us. Jessica Rivera is going to check in with us next right here on Ringside.
We must not be silent in the face of the ongoing apostasy in the world. We must keep the truth alive and let those in authority know that the faithful are looking to them to do what is right. To listen to Our Lady of Fatima and to do what she asks. Please add your name to the millions who are crying out to our leaders to do the only thing that will bring us peace and save countless souls. Obey Our Lady now. Visit Fatima.org.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website, monumentaltask.org. Give NOLA Day is approaching. It's a great opportunity to have your donation matched.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit HotelStoryville.net.
New Orleans Lawn Care Specialists. Grass cutting, weed eating, and related services. One time and repeat service available. Email grass@dr.com. grass@dr.com. New Orleans Lawn Care Specialists. Grass cutting, weed eating, and related services. Email grass@dr.com. grass@dr.com. Or call 504-274-4107.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closing, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they've come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.funkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge April 16th, it's E.T. and the Jackson Square All-Stars. For more information on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live.
Ringside Politics with a Punch is looking for a few open minds, but not so open your brains fall out. Call Jeff Cruer at 556-9696 and expose your thoughts.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Cruer here, and in a minute we're going to be bringing on our special guest who is going to be joining us, updating us on some important issues that she has been following. Jessica Rivera is someone who is a host and a producer and an editor, reporter, correspondent for Real America's Voice, and we're going to be sort of tapping into her expertise here on what is going on with some of these hot topic issues, including what is happening in Minnesota, and also get her thoughts on what's going on with this whole Major League Baseball issue going to Denver. Jessica's with us here on the Ringside Hotline. And Jessica, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good, Jeff. Good morning.
Great to have you with us. Thanks so much for your time this morning. So give us the latest on what is happening in Minnesota. Seems to be a powder keg there.
It is. Obviously, you were playing clips from earlier, so I'm pretty sure your viewers are very up to date in regards to what took place on Sunday afternoon in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's about 10 miles outside. It's called Brooklyn Center. 20-year-old Dante Wright was stopped by police, was asked to step out of the car because they found out he had an outstanding warrant. He tried to resist arrest and tried to get back into the vehicle. He ended up sadly being shot and killed by a police officer. Her name is Kim Potter. She's a 26-year veteran. And at this point right now, it looks like it was an accidental discharge, according to Chief of Police there, Tim Gannon. And last night was the second night of protest and rioting, which 40 protesters were arrested because they did not abide by the curfews that authorities had in place. And so, yes, it looks like it's just the second night of unrest. We'll see what happens tonight. It doesn't seem as if it's going to get any quieter. And, of course, we know that the Derek Chauvin trial is not too far from there.
Right.
In the death of George Floyd. So, you know,
and the like National said, Guard, mm-hmm. Jessica, has been called out, right?
Yes, they have. Yes. And that's why the 40 arrests were made last night. The curfew mm-hmm. was from 7 p.m. local time to 6 a.m. This morning local time. But they finally did disperse, but it wasn't exactly a quiet night, just as it wasn't on Sunday night.
Jessica Rivera with us here on the Ringside Politics program in Real America's Voice and WGSO. Jessica, it looks like some of the media, as they've been covering this, have been cursed at by protesters. They don't seem to be too happy with the media coverage there. Seems like they're just making a lot of noise, upset about what happened to this young man. And we've seen these incidents before. They tend to last for a while. And, you know, we could be in for quite a number of nights of this, couldn't we? Okay. We'll try to get Jessica back on with us. We just lost her connection, and Tony will try to get her back connected with us. But yeah, it's just a few nights, and could be many more nights of this. And that's why I think a lot of people are worried about also the connection with the Derek Chauvin trial and all of that, of course, is a concern, because you've got people on edge because of that. And then not too far away now, we've got this incident. I think it was only about 10 miles away where this other incident occurred. So, Jessica, we have you back on. And my question was, before we lost you, was, you know, in the past we've seen these situations, whether it be Ferguson, whether it be Baltimore, whether it be Minneapolis, where it takes a while, and I'm talking about a number of nights, really, to calm the situation down. And when you have the extra issue of Derek Chauvin trial going on, I mean, it's a very, very explosive, dangerous situation there. This could be going on for a while.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I mean, I think people were already on edge just because of the trial in general being there, let alone this taking place on Sunday afternoon to add to all the chaos. And you're right, this could, that's why I said tonight, we'll have to see. It doesn't seem as if protesters are going to just kind of abide by the curfews. So we'll see how the National Guard and the local police do deal with tonight. But yes, I think the expectations are this will be going on for a while until either the Derek Chauvin trial comes to an end, or which I think that is going to bring its own chaos, whether it is a guilty or a not guilty plea. And then this will just be kind of embroiled and wrapped up in it. So, yeah, as far as the chaos goes, I don't think anybody really understands what is going to happen. But yes, you're right. We could see this for the next few nights, next few weeks. We'll just have to see how it plays out and how affirmative the National Guard are going to get with these protesters who decide right to not abide by the curfews.
And then in the Derek Chauvin trial, the judge decided not to sequester the jury. So they're getting all of this information. They know what's going on. They know about the riots. If he is convicted, I would assume his attorneys have grounds for appeal just on that issue alone. It seems to be something that would impact maybe a jury's decision in the case of Derek Chauvin.
You would think. I think it was very surprising. I think a lot of people already thought it was surprising that they even kept the trial there in the Minnesota area, but they have. And then to not sequester just kind of adds to that. But it's a lose-lose situation for that jury, and everybody has to understand, if you've ever been on a jury of any sort, to be on something this large and with this under a microscope like this one is, these juries really, it's a hard decision for them to make. And to begin with, whether they find him guilty or not guilty, it seems as if there's going to be, people are expecting chaos either way. So yeah, it doesn't really make any sense why the judge would do that, because this is definitely going to play out in their decision making.
No doubt. And as this trial goes on, then you got the riots going on, and just seems to me just an X factor that doesn't need to be in place. And that's what the attorney for Chauvin was saying. But boy, the judge made a different decision. Now, we only have about 2 minutes left, but I wanted to ask you, because you are also covering what's going on in Denver, and Denver is now the beneficiary of Major League Baseball's decision to pull out of Atlanta. And I find it interesting because Colorado has, you know, fewer early voting days than Georgia. And of course, the African-American population in Denver is much less than Atlanta. So Denver's probably excited about getting the All-Star game, but I think it's a curious decision. And we have about a minute, Jessica, for your thoughts.
Yep, and you're right. Denver here, everyone is very excited. Obviously, potentially $100 million in revenue. Who wouldn't enjoy that coming into your city? But you're right. you're taking it from Atlanta, Georgia, a majority of a black community, you're taking it out of that community and bringing it to a majority white community on a topic built on race and talking about how the voting is being suppressed in the black community there in Atlanta. So, you know, it seems like the community there is the one who's getting punished for this. And the Major League Baseball has made this decision. It doesn't seem like it's going to change, but it doesn't look like it makes any sense. And you're right. They're moving it to Denver, Colorado, where we would be more restrictive than Atlanta is in our voting.
I know. I mean, it's also a decision that's made on the heels of a deal that Major League Baseball did with Communist China. And we know there's no free and fair elections in China. I mean, repression, there's genocide going on. So Major League Baseball somehow has a problem with Georgia, but not Communist China. I just find it to be very curious. Jessica, thank you for your insight this morning. Appreciate you very much. I look forward to having you back on soon. And
folks, thanks
so much for all of our great Real America's Voice viewers. We appreciate you. We'll be back tomorrow to do it again. In the meantime, email me, jeff at wgso.com, and check out for all the details of our plans at crewair.net. More rolling on the radio.
Hey, this is William Wallace with William Wallace for America. You can hear me on Tuesday nights from 5 to 6 here in WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well as they investigate safety issues. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. One woman died and a second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized in critical condition. In the United States alone, 300 to 600,000 people a year develop blood clots, and it's unclear if the vaccine caused the ailment. Japanese officials plan to release more than 264 million gallons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean over a period of decades as part of an effort to dispose of waste resulting from the 2011 Fukushima nuclear disaster. The release will begin in 2 years. An armed student has died in the shooting with police on Monday in Knoxville, Tennessee. The Knoxville Police Department said officers responded to reports of a possibly armed male suspect about 3:15 p.m. local time at the school. No other students were harmed. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an Iran nuclear deal update with Dan Araki.
Talks are set to resume in Vienna between the U.S., Iran, and several other parties to try to return to the terms of the 2015 nuclear agreement reached under former President Obama. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that returning to that deal would be a regression in Middle East policy. He tells Fox News that the efforts of the Trump administration for Middle East peace would be undone by a new deal with Iran.
Their theory of the case back in 2013, 14, and 15 was that if we don't take this deal, this deal that guarantees the pathway to a nuclear weapon, then we'll be at war. And of course, we proved just the opposite, right? Secretary Kerry had said, you can't get peace without solving the Palestinian problem. We demonstrated that wasn't true. We were realistic about the world. We engaged diplomatically across a broad spectrum when we brought these Gulf states together with the Israelis for a security arrangement that benefits Americans all across the country. To go back to that deal would be an enormous regression and an enormous increase in the risk to the United States of America.
When you need vehicle service or repair, come to Tire World. From oil changes to engine replacements, we've got you covered. Our techs are AAA approved and ASC certified. We sell Michelin, BF Goodrich, and other leading brands. It's our job to keep you on the road.
We are Tire World.
When you need vehicle service or repair, come to Tire World. From oil changes to engine replacements, we've got you covered. Our techs are AAA approved and ASC certified. We sell Michelin, BF Goodrich, and other leading brands. It's our job to keep you on the road.
We are Tire World.
WGSO will be holding an online auction to benefit our 75 for 75 campaign beginning on April 15th and running through May 2nd. There will be tons of great items to bid on, including Saints and LSU memorabilia, trips, and much more. The auction will culminate with a two-day radio-a-thon during the weekend of May 1st and 2nd. For more information on the auction and how you can get involved, go to WGSO.com.
What's a dry start to the week? Clouds increasing, rain chance is going to be ramping up as you go to the late afternoon hours today, as well as tonight and throughout the day tomorrow, too. Not a persistent rain, but a couple of rainy periods. And when those rains occur, some of that could locally be heavy. So flood watches are up now. That'll last for a couple of days as additional rains are on the way tomorrow night and Thursday, too. 70s to 80s today to 60s tonight. We'll stay in the 70s tomorrow with off and on rains again. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, 9 to 5, Sunday, April 18th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, April 17th, Sunday, April 18th, at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Nothing to do to save his life, call his wife and... Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Ringside Politics with a Punch and your host, Jeff Cruer. Jeff has 18 years of broadcast experience under his conservative belt. He's the host of Ringside Politics with a Punch, writes for townhall.com, and has a new book, America's Last Chance. Jeff even has his own YouTube channel. But even with all that going on, he hasn't forgotten you, the listeners, the ones who opine weekdays right here on WGSO. Call Jeff Cruer now at 556-9696.
Hey, hey. Great first hour discussion, and we're rolling into hour number two. Hey, come join us. 504-556-9696 is your ticket into the program. Hey, Jeff at WGSO.com is the email address. So Johnson & Johnson has a pause on their vaccines. And the FDA and the CDC calling for this pause because of potentially dangerous blood clots. And certainly that is a concern. Rioting continuing in Minnesota as you've got rioters throwing rocks and bottles. While you've got city leaders there banning certain crowd control techniques, which might help bring this to an end. But it's continuing on, and who knows how long it will continue, as we were discussing with Jessica. 504-556-9696. Then, of course, you've got what is going on in the Republican Party. President Trump leaning the Rhino Surrender Caucus. Leader Mitch McConnell and the Supreme Court for the Democrat court placking plans. And, you know, that is, of course, what Biden is pushing through a commission that he put together. And you know that he is wanting to add a bunch of crazed radicals to the Supreme Court, add the number. Supreme Court is already bad enough, and it's going to get worse if he succeeds. Then you got his infrastructure bill, which is another boondoggle. So we'll see where that goes. And then, of course, been following what is going on in the whole Dr. Fauci world, continuing to now claim that we need to stay with these mitigation measures, regardless of whether you have a vaccine or not. Also following what's going on the border, Newt Gingrich saying Biden put Kamala in charge of the border because they knew she wouldn't do anything. And then you've got unrest in other areas. Portland, police declare a riot there. Protesters vow to burn a precinct down, lob debris at police, set fire to the streets, vandalize a church. So more chaos in Portland. I mean, I used to think Portland was a nice city that was calm. Little did I know it was a haven for extreme radicals. My gosh. 504-556-9696. Then, of course, what we've got going on in Arizona, we're following. Maricopa County audit is scheduled to kick off on April the 22nd, so 9 days away. This is incredibly important. This could be where we really get the information about what happened there in the November 2020 election. So we'll see. The audit will cover 2.1 million ballots in a county, which is about 60% of the ballots in the state. The audit will be performed in front of cameras, all participants being reviewed for background checks now. So this would be extremely exciting, and hopefully it will happen. 504-556-9696. And one more issue, and then we'll take some calls on this busy Tuesday morning. A lot happening here. And we got Japan. A new poll out shows the majority want the Tokyo Olympics either canceled or postponed. 70% of the people in Japan say they're opposed to holding the rescheduled Summer Olympics in Tokyo. The negative response comes just 3 months before the event. It was originally set for July 2020, but has been pushed back due to the coronavirus pandemic. A poll taken a few weeks ago showed that 32% of the respondents would support the cancellation of the Olympics. 32% want it postponed. So that's 72% expressing disapproval of the current government policy. Only 24% said the Olympics should proceed as planned. Nearly all respondents, 92.6%, expressed concern about further spread of the coronavirus and a, quote, fourth wave of the disease. We see more of it happening in Europe as well, as the coronavirus air is back with a vengeance. So we'll be following here to see what's going on. Seems like Michigan is one of the hot spots that we're dealing with here in this country. So without further ado, let's get to see some phone calls at 504-556-9696. Right here in the airwaves on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. Let's welcome Dan, who is with us from the great state of North Dakota. What's going on, Dan? How are you? Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. God bless
you. Good morning. Thank you, sir.
Hey, a couple things. First off, I just want to say that young man that got shot in Minneapolis. You know, my parents taught me when I was, before I even had my driver's license, if you're stopped by a cop, even if the cop is mistreating you, no matter what the cop does,
right,
say yes, sir, no, sir, and obey them. If
yes.
that young man had obeyed them, he'd be alive today. So,
agreed.
Mom and Dad, it's on you. It's on the parents because they did not teach him how to stay alive when it comes to cops.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
do what they say. And, I mean, that man
yeah.
could have stood right there and waited for them. I don't know why they didn't put the cuffs on him. What they were doing, I don't understand.
I know. It looked like they were having trouble with the cuffs. I don't understand that. Yeah.
He should have never moved. He's dead because he didn't listen. Period.
Right.
It's not
right.
the cop's fault. It's the parents' fault. And if they don't like it, tough shit. I don't care.
Ooh, okay. Well, all right, Dan. Appreciate the call, my friend. Let's just make sure we just keep to the correct language. Just have to realize we got FCC regulations. But I understand his anger. I understand why he's fired up. 504-556-9696. It's Ringside right here in the airwaves. Jeff Cruer with you. Jeff at WGSO.com is the email address. We'll get to some of those. Our friend Sue is with us from the Pine Tree State. Beautiful Hi, state of Maine. How you doing,
Thank
Sue?
You.
Long time no hear. Good to hear from you.
I know I've been tied up with some things. But listen, there's a couple of points I wanted to make. The Portland ICE building being attacked every single night. I think that the DOJ and the FBI are corrupt to the gills. And what if the Hoover building was being attacked every single night and the agents were threatened? They are the most corrupt organization. They should be doing something. We wouldn't have all these riots and burning and looting if the DOJ and the FBI were not corrupt. They would be going out there and arresting these ringleaders. You take the ringleaders out, which they're morons because they're not doing their job. I was a cop. I know what the job is. You take the ringleader out,
right,
and the other ones fall aside. And the other thing, moron, Gretchen Whitmer, who is the biggest moron, even more of a moron than Janet Mills in my state. She's a moron, but Gretchen Whitmer.
We got a lot of morons.